Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Wednesday, 18th of October, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by senior editor Mark Milam. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Mark covers the fertilizer markets for ISIS, which includes nitrogen, ammonia, phosphates, and potash. But today we're mostly going to focus on the U.S. ammonia market. Mark, we're a few short months to the end of 2017. Your previous report stated there was some upward momentum in the market. Is that still the case, and where is it heading?
Yes, in the U.S. ammonia market, the momentum appears to still be on an upswing. And although November talks are understood to just be getting underway this week, there are solid market expectations that given the higher trend in pricing globally, the progress on the corn harvest, and the recent elevation in urea prices, that not only will short buying start to emerge over the balance of the Q4 period, but that it should be significant.
Could you elaborate a bit on global prices? Have markets outside the U.S. been following a similar pricing trend?
Ammonia prices have continued on an upward trajectory in most regions, although the latest increases were not as sharp as those seen in recent week. There is talk from the rest of the world that manufacturers are bullish about prospects for the fourth quarter, with strong demand from India likely to support higher price targets east of the Suez. Black Sea spot availability is heard to be thin due to production issues, and Saudi producers are said sold out for 2017, with traders now being pushed towards North Africa and Asia to satisfy their requirements.
Shifting gears real quick, could you give a brief recap on the U.S. corn harvest?
Yes, the corn harvest has reached 28%, which is lagging behind the typical pace due to recent wet weather. But expectations are that a majority of the crop will be harvested by month's end in the key regions. Prices have been under some renewed pressure, which is casting some doubts on the willingness of farmers to be buying more fertilizer right now. But in my view, the yield increases are balancing out the price fluctuations, and that demand will be more significant, and especially in light of the current urea prices.
Regarding urea, what is the supply and demand situation right now?
Well, many market participants see the strongest driver for further demand in the ammonia market and higher Tampa contract settlements coming from the recent higher levels being paid for urea volumes, especially within the New Orleans barge market. The market supply right now is pretty tight, and so prices have climbed steadily. They had peaked at one point. They've retreated a little bit, but the expectations are that they're going to stay pretty firm through the rest of the year. As the preferred nutrient for many corn growers, it will not take much of a price difference between urea and ammonia to spur a big rally in buying for the nutrient for the upcoming fall fill period.
Speaking of which, what are the expectations for the remainder of the year?
Well, at this time, market expectations for the November contract are for as much as a $25 to $35 a ton hike coming forth, with the potential for December talks to be concluded at a further, yet smaller hike to close out the year.
Thanks for the update, Mark.
Thank you, David.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the fertilizer markets or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.